DHS, 2,500 criminal aliens removed from Minneapolis. Demands FRA surrender 1,360 more held in city jails. By Bob Price on January 19, 2026. Federal officials announced a major public safety sweep in Minneapolis on Monday, revealing that DHS has removed 2,500 criminal illegal aliens tied to violent offenses and repeat predatory crimes across the city. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin intensified the pressure on local leaders, demanding that Mayor Jacob Frey immediately surrender the 1,360 additional criminal aliens currently sitting in city jails under ICE detainers rather than releasing them back into Minneapolis neighborhoods. McLaughlin appeared on Fox News on Monday to demand that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Frey stop releasing criminal aliens onto the streets where they can continue committing crimes against American citizens. She also demanded that the city honor the more than 1,360 immigration detainers against criminal aliens being held in their custody and turn them over to ICE officers. "It is common sense. Criminal illegal aliens should not be released back onto our streets to terrorize more innocent Americans," McLaughlin told Fox News. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem added that her agency arrested more than 10,000 criminal illegal aliens who were killing Americans, hurting children, and reigning terror in Minneapolis. "Tim Walz and Jacob Frey refused to protect their own people and instead protect criminals. In the last 6 weeks, our brave DHS law enforcement have arrested 3,000 criminal illegal aliens, including vicious murderers, rapists, child pedophiles, and incredibly dangerous individuals," Noem added. "A huge victory for public safety." McLaughlin also appeared on CNN over the weekend and said that nothing will stop ICE from putting American families, American children, and American lives first. Federal officials say the operation is far from over, warning that Minneapolis will remain a focal point until every criminal alien in local custody is turned over to federal authorities. McLaughlin and Noem both framed the crackdown as a test of whether city and state leaders are willing to put public safety ahead of politics, vowing that DHS and ICE will continue their surge until Minneapolis stops releasing offenders back into the community. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.